Yes. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, actually good afternoon. Today is August 29th. We're live at the Botanical Gardens. This is Auroville Radio for our listeners worldwide. It's a sunny afternoon and Mr. Paul and Mr. Wazo are here and we're going to find out from them what is up, what is happening and what is happening this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We see hardly anybody.
The crowds are huge.
So sorry, they're all here. They're shouting from wide. We have an international representation of people.
It's a human unity in diversity.
There are people from all over the world gathered here right now, present. And it's a wonderful afternoon. Paul, please tell us, what do you have planned?
No. Stop. Start again. Mistake.
Start again. First we sing,
then you do that.
You speak.
Yes.
Oh.
That's why we rehearsal.
Yes. Yeah, good. Super. Okay, good, yeah. Right, excellent.
Okay.
What?
Paul is not yet to...
What?
One, two, three,
Boom. Boom ba boom, 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 boom ba boom.
Welcome
to the Botanical
Garden.
Welcome to the Botanical Garden. Welcome to ba boom,
baby.
Yeah, it was.
What's happened exactly? But you have nothing to say. You just have to express that you are so happy to be here today. So I would like that you say to me, Yuppie!
Yuppie!
Yuppie, papa! So, Paul,
yes.
Now you go slowly to see Madame Renaud.
Ah.
And you express it to everybody. What's happened now? Auroville Radio for you. Auroville Radio.
Hello, this is Auroville Radio, live from the Botanical Gardens. And we're here to all our listeners worldwide. We have here an international representation of the community and the world all gathered here today at the Botanical Gardens. It's a wonderful afternoon. Hello, Paul, and here we are, Paul. Paul Blanchflower is going to tell us about the program this afternoon. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Renu, and thank you so much for inviting me today. It's a real pleasure to be here with you, and thank you so much for coming here with Auroville Radio, which is a wonderful institution which is serving the Auroville international community in many beautiful and considerate ways.
Paul, we're only here for communicating, and we communicate to our listeners worldwide because they want to know what you are doing, what is the program, we are celebrating what?
We are celebrating the Botanical Gardens.
What is planned for this afternoon?
This afternoon we have plans such as the treasure hunt at 3 o'clock.
Three o'clock this afternoon.
We shall have the treasure hunt, an extraordinarily, interestingly complicated situation that will unfold as the afternoon goes on with many moments of revelatory experience.
Yeah, Madame Renaud, I have an intervention from Froggy the Frenchie.
Yes.
Concerning this treasure hunt, I learned that it was some girls did this game, and somebody told me that it's very complex, very difficult to understand. But we will speak of that at 3 o'clock. But for the moment, Madame Renaud confirms that at 3 o'clock there is a treasure hunt. But what's happened now?
What's happening now?
What's happening now is that we are starting. We're introducing, we're welcoming people, and we have a small slideshow going on of the traditional images that are shown at a day like this, such as flowers, people, and places. And we have some light refreshments, and there is a garden tour that's starting with young Miss Brigitta. We'll be taking a small tour around the garden for those that would like to go around the garden. She will be leading a small tour of the interesting places of the garden. She's the lady with a blue scarf around her head. and the gorgeous legs. So if you see a lady with blue scarf and gorgeous legs, that's the one to follow around the garden. She's leaving very shortly, and then after that we'll have some more things.
We look forward to hearing from the people when they come back about what all they saw in this fascinating place.
Allô, allô, Madame Renaud. One more time, an intervention from Froggy the Frenchie.
We have our roving reporter, Mr. Froggy the Frenchie, who keeps coming in. Hello, yes, yes.
Hello, here that we have some projections of video also.
He said so. Froggy the Frenchie?
You said so, so I did not understand very well, but because I am French.
No, it's absolutely true. There will be some very educational videos being shown very shortly, actually. After this intervention, there will be the great Bapoun and Satya, who are the eco-warriors around the bioregion. We'll be looking at some of their adventures deep in the tropical dry evergreen forest.
Thank you. Thank you for these precisions. You have something else to say, Madame Renaud?
And now we're going to hear about our traffic report. Apparently, a couple of motorcycles are trying to overtake a bullock cart. The bullock cart is heavily laden. It's looking very dangerous, but I think they're going to make it past. Yes, they've made it past. So that highway is now open. That would be the stretch between the Solar Kitchen and Pourtus in Aspiration, that whole long road. Thank you very much. And now we're moving to our musician, Mr. Wazo.
Thank you, Madame Renaud. So now we have to say we have to say bye-bye, see you. Afternoon at 3 p.m., we will be all here, bye-bye, see you.
So good afternoon, listener. We are here with Robert, and he has some interesting things to share with us. It's a fact that this happened some time ago.
Yes, it was 15 years ago when this land was disputed. There was a project developer who wanted to make houses and apartments on what is now the Botanical Gardens. And I was at the time not Orevillian yet, and I was making a film about Oreville. So I brought my camera, and there was organized a silent protest just outside this land. And they had cleared already all the trees. It was really a desert, and before the Orevillians had planted trees, but that was all disappeared. And this project developer, he wanted to make houses. So Oreville organized spontaneously a protest, a silent protest, just meditation with 100 or 150 people just outside the gate here. And the project developer had heard about it. He hired Gunas to provoke the protesters, the Orevillians. But we did not let that happen. I was filming the whole scene, and they didn't want me to film it, and they almost slapped away the camera out of my hands. But in the meantime, they were filming us to provoke us. Anyway, this all ended, luckily, very peacefully. And soon after, the project developer changed his mind and started to negotiate with Oreville. Then Oreville was able to buy this land, and soon after, the botanical gardens were started.
Thank you so much, Robert. And then after some while, you arrived here.
Yes, after I made my film, I was very impressed about Oreville. And 3 years later, it was my time to come and settle down here. Yeah.
And now is your life here now?
Now I have my life here, and I'm very happy. I just built a new house in Dusseur, and I'm involved in media-related business here. Just the old profession, but now I do it for Oreville.
And you have seen Oreville from two sides, one like a visitor and like one as Orevillian. Can you share something about these two different sides, if there are differences?
Well, if you come here as a visitor, everything looks beautiful. And most of people are touched by the beauty of Oreville and the idea behind it. But when you come to live here in reality, you also realize that there is also a struggle, and you have to fight that struggle. So Oreville is not meant for everybody. You must really be tough to be able to survive here. But still, if you can overcome the toughness and the difficulties, then it's worth it, because Oreville is a fantastic place to be and to contribute something that is so valuable for the whole world.
You
Thank you so much, Robert.
Welcome to the Botanic Gardens.
Let's talk to Agathe. Bonjour, Agathe.
Bonjour.
Vous avez
Mais je vais parler en français
bien
parce
sûr,
que mon anglais est très laborieux.
Vous pouvez parler
Mais je
en
stress,
français.
Suis très heureuse de vous retrouver ici. Ben. Et je me suis commencé déjà à me ruiner, ma chère.
Ah,
Quand je
fait.
Viens au Botanical Garden, je ne résiste pas.
Et vous avez fait une petite tour des lieux avec Biggie?
Non, j'y vais maintenant, de ce pas. Je pars avec ma grande copine Biggie.
Merci.
Merci.
À tout à l'heure.
Oui, je colore un dessin et il faut trop colorier les personnages qui sont ajoutés et qui manquent.
Est-ce que vous avez fait encore un tour des lieux?
Non.
Vous comptez le faire bientôt?
Oui.
Merci.
De rien.
You work here at the Botanical Gardens?
Yes.
I presume that because you're wearing a gray shirt, as we see all the staff here, and they're quite numerous. How many people work here?
Many. I'm not sure the exact number, to be honest, but there's many of us, many Aurovillians, probably I would say about 10. Then there's many workers, other labor workers.
How long have you been working here, Noel?
I've been here about a year and a half.
And what is your work? What is the work that you do here?
I do many things. I don't really stick to one thing, but I was involved in creating the labyrinth, the new labyrinth. There's the maze, and then there's a new labyrinth. And so I did a lot of that work, coordinating that. And then I do tree pruning, I do planting, digging, everything that you can do in a garden. So.
நீங்கெல்லாம் எத்தனை வருஷம் அங்கே வேலை செய்யணும் பொட்டானிக்கல்ல?
நான் 5 வருஷம் ஆச்சு.
ஸோ ஃபஸ்ட்டில் இருக்கும்?
ஃபஸ்ட்லேருந்து நான் இருக்கிறேன். அப்புறம் இதெல்லாம் கொஞ்சம் நியூவாக
இருக்கும். ஓகே, என்ன வேலை நீங்கள் என்ன வேலை?
நான் வெஜிடபிள் கார்டன்ல இருக்கேன். ஸ்டீஃபன் கிட்ட.
ஓகே ஓகே.
அது ஆமாம்.
ஆ, அப்போ அதெல்லாம் இப்போ இல்லையா?
பண்ணி
வேற
வேலை.
நீங்கள் வெளியாக கார்டன் போங்க, அங்கே வெளியாக நிறைய வேலையாக வேலை இருக்கும்ல?
வெளியில் போகல.
நீ இங்கே தான். எத்தனை பேர் பொட்டானிக்கல் கார்டன் இருக்கும்?
ஒர்க்கர்ஸ் மட்டும் எத்தனை பேர்? 5 பேரா? 6 பேர்.
ஆ,
6 பேர்.
ஃபுல் ஒரு 20 பேர்.
25 பீப்புள்.
ஓகே. யூ லைக் ஒர்க்கிங் ஹியர்? Good. And what you're also doing tree planting, TDF species like that, or the TDF?
Yeah, sure.
Koil mara. Nariya irukum. And the tour alla neenga seiyamaata?
Tour
kota alla, you know, seed collection?
Seed collection, yeah, but now we take students to seed collection.
Oh.
We take students as a cycle, right?
Okay.
To Jinji.
What students?
I mean, from the local government schools.
So how many students come and how often?
I mean, every year we have nearly 100 schools visiting the Botanical Gardens. So from each school there will be around 30 students coming here. So around every year nearly 3,000 students will be coming here. And we provide them free transport. So as a part of education programs, we even organize some awareness cycle rallies. So in that time we just make trips to Jinji, Puttupet, where we just make them to explore the forest, the natural indigenous forest, and we collect some seeds from there.
And do the children enjoy this?
Yeah, they're very happy. And even if some people, for example, we go to a trip in September, if a student has already participated in the rally, the next year, the same September, he will call us. I want to come again, you will say. So now everyone will be interested.
So the education is important because hopefully the children will be the future, then they will also start protecting the forest. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's the main idea. Yeah, sure.
That's very good. So you're getting good responses and a lot of government. And more schools will start joining? Or?
Yeah, we are getting many calls from even far away districts. The one main problem here is, as this is just our day program here, what we have. For example, if a school from the other district has to come here, the traveling time will be, for example, the school starts at 8:30. So from 8:30 they start from, so for example, if a school from Kanchipuram wants to come here, 8:30 they start. It takes around 3 to 4 hours to come here. So they'll be coming at 12 o'clock. So if 12, then 12 to 1 there'll be lunch. So again, if this by 4 they have to start, then only they could go back at correct time. No? So the in-between time is around only 2 hours. So it's at the time there's a big problem for students from other districts to come in. So we mainly focus on schools around 30 to 40 kilometers from the Aravalli.
So that's why also the films and all are helpful, because you can't always take them very far and all. Yes. Tell me your name, sir.
My name is Muthu Kumar.
Thank you, Muthu Kumar.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe ici?
Eh ben, je lui explique son personnage pour la chasse au trésor. Il s'appelle Captain Theseus et il peut répondre à des questions que par oui ou par non.
Il est c'est un pirate alors?
Oui, j'ai toujours été un peu pirate.
Yes, take the time to improvise. Good.
We have another one here. We have another one over there. You will see there is 10 characters that you can find all over the place. For what?
For treasure hunt!
Treasure hunt what?
Who? Treasure hunt!
Mr. Director?
Yes!
Yes, I want to hear. Treasure hunt for what?
Mr. Director!
Very good. And now here. This is what we found. What is it?
Map?
What does it mean? We just found this. Yes, sir.
It's a map for the pirates.
Pirates, and who are the
pirates
here?
You!
Okay,
what
was this?
She's a bit cuckoo.
This man, he was traveling the Sorovillion, he was traveling all around, and he was telling that he found it. Okay, you have to help us.
Are there traps?
There is traps.
There's
traps. No, we don't want you to find the treasure. The treasure is for me. Yes, I mean,
why is there really danger?
So there is a danger. There is a lot of difficulties.
It's
very, very hard. You need brains.
I have legs.
You have legs and you have brain?
Yeah.
Where?
I love the ear.
Okay,
I love
brain
here.
Yeah, your brain.
I just thought I'd just bring you an update from the treasure hunt. They're all out there looking for the treasure. They're taking a little longer than expected. It's quite a serious thing, difficult treasure hunt. So that's all happening out there. They're going to be back in about 10 minutes. They're going to be here, and then we're going to see if they can unlock the secret and find the mystery man. There's one mystery man apparently walking around the gardens who is mysterious. Yes, no, I'm going to go up on the roof and bang a gong.
For any particular reason?
Yes, to call the treasure hunters back.
Welcome to the Botanic Garden.
I want to say what an honour it is to be here this afternoon in the company of such wonderful and subservient people who are often obviously got nothing else to do. But there's lots of other things happening this afternoon besides this, you know. And I'll make a grand sacrifice of my time and energy to come out here tonight and be the guest of honour at your...
I think something
happened here, but it's not enough. You need to drink this potion, and the memory will fall.
Yeah, I will not insist.
Please, Wazo.
No.
Not bad.
Then you put one foot here.
Yeah.
And one foot there.
Good.
And out.
Len, what do you think? Show to everybody the box.
Be a rapid good baby, don't miss your health. Trying to be.
Jesse.
Yes.
Yes.
You never work.
Beg your pardon?
You never work at the Botanical Garden.
I always work at the Botanical Gardens. Whenever I come to the Botanical Gardens, I'm working very hard.
Indeed you are.
I'm always working at the Botanical Gardens.
It's not true, it's not true, it's not
always
true.
Always working at the Botanical Gardens.
I don't believe you.
Oh, it might not look I'm working, you're but I'm working all the time. I'm working at the Botanical Gardens. That's me, Botanical Gardens worker. I'm working all the time.
Are you ready now? We can sing together this special happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Botanical Garden. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Botanical Garden. Attention, not difficult. Botanical Garden. Botanical Garden. All right. Good night. Thank you, everybody, for this happy birthday for
Thank
the
Botanical.